from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, more than 2.1 million New Jerseyans plan to travel this Independence Day holiday week. That's a number predicted by AAA. That includes over 1.5 million residents driving to their destinations and 182,000 who plan to fly, all an increase over 2023. A AAA spokeswoman says other modes of transportation are also up.
Other modes of transportation up 8.7% this year. So we've got about 145,000 New Jerseyans either going on a bus, cruise, train, or multimodal.
AAA says the worst traffic delays are expected on July 3rd as travelers leave town and on July 7th as they return. Speaking of travel, the TSA is getting ready for summer travel at Newark Liberty. Thomas Carter, TSA's Federal Security Director for New Jersey, says they debuted a new checkpoint at the airport with CT scanners, which will make things faster. TSA agents plan to screen 4% more passengers this summer than last. If you're headed to the airport this summer, get there at least 2 hours early for domestic flights and 3 hours for international ones. A Belleville man faces a criminal charge in a high-speed crash that killed a young driver in Morris County.
Prosecutors say a Chevy Silverado was speeding 90 miles an hour the night of May 31st in Roxbury when it crashed into a Mazda 3. That driver, 19-year-old Jacob Davis of Flanders, was pronounced dead at the scene. Gerald Veneziano had to be cut from the mangled Chevy, which police say was littered with open alcohol containers. The 41-year-old has now been charged with second-degree reckless vehicular homicide. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Two-wheel motorized skateboards, a.k.a. hoverboards, are the target of legislation sponsored by Assemblyman Benji Wimberly. He wants to create a minimum rider age of 16 and says all riders should be wearing a helmet.
You know, if you're in an open space with nobody around and no pedestrians or other vehicles, you're safe. But the urban areas where you're densely populated, it's going to have a bigger impact.
The bill calls for a fine of up to $25 when someone under 16 is caught riding and fines of up to $100 for additional violations. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we in for some good weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
My pillow.
It's 11:05. Here's fast traffic.
On the southbound New Jersey Turnpike, all lanes are subject to closure north of exit 5 because of an accident involving a rollover. There's also construction on the turnpike in both directions near exit 5. Let's go with 295 instead. And the northbound car lanes of the turnpike are closed for road work. On the parkway, delays mostly cleared. Northbound, you do have local lane work by exit 105, local lane work by Cheesequake Service Area, and repairs between exit 137 and 141, and southbound near 144. Watch for construction work on Route 1 South in South Brunswick between major roads. You've got the right lane closed until 6 a.m. And at MetLife Stadium, following the soccer match tonight, watch for delays on Route 3, the western spur of the Turnpike, and possibly even the Lincoln Tunnel. With traffic every 15 minutes, I'm Andrew Torres on New Jersey 101.5.
Connect with us anytime. Call us at 1-800-283-1015 or drop us a message on our app. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation. Take 70.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be between 70 and 75. It'll be breezy, hot, and humid on Wednesday with times of clouds and sun. There could be a heavy thunderstorm in spots later in the afternoon. Highs will be in the low to mid 90s. Mostly cloudy for Wednesday night. Warm and sticky with a few more thunderstorms around. Some of the storms will be strong with flooding, downpours, damaging winds, and hail. Lows again 70 to 75. And warm and less humid on Thursday with some sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Seabright, it's 78, 77 in Sewell, 70 in Andover. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.